October is National Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Queer History Month. It's a reminder to academics to focus lessons on historical figures who fit those categories, particularly if they've been skipped over in the past. At last week's Board of Education meeting, a resolution recognizing LGBTQ History Month was introduced for public comments. Hayden Neville of GenderPAC says historical role models are important to students.
When I was young, it would have made such a difference to know that transgender men could be professional musicians, actors, comedians, authors, historians, lawyers, neuroscientists, veterinarians. I know men that fit those categories now, but my sense of self-worth as a young person would have been so much stronger if I had been exposed to those histories.
Brian and Julie Scully commented that students in lower grades don't have the discernment of older kids and might not understand the subjects raised about LGBTQ historical figures.
It's just fostering discussions in the school setting that, in my opinion, should be discussed in the home setting between the parent and their children.
I think the school, as a government entity, has no real place explaining how that's okay.
Daniel Joseph Kahn says topics that mention sexuality are sensitive, and discussing LGBTQ issues in schools raises only one narrow viewpoint.
We already have in the core values respect the diversity and dignity of all, a safe learning environment, and that's as it should be. But this goes beyond teaching respect and appreciation to indoctrination and seeking endorsement.
Alex Thornton says LGBTQ history is not a complicated subject to teach.
There's a lot of queer students who are going through our school systems, whether you know it, whether they know it. And it's important to acknowledge that history. And it's about showing that there are healthy role models out there in history, and they've always been contributing, and that they too can contribute.
Board member Tim Doran thanked the citizens who'd commented for being respectful and diplomatic, something that doesn't always happen at public meetings. According to the Library of Congress, what we now call LGBTQ History Month was started in 1994 by a high school history teacher in Missouri. It also commemorated the anniversary of the National March on Washington for Lesbian and Gay Rights held in October 1979. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.